In Seattle at the Burke Museum, an ancient set of bones has been watched over carefully for nearly two decades. Now, with new federal legislation signed by President Obama, the 9,000-year-old remains of Kennewick Man will be handed over to Northwest tribes. As part of our continuing series Back to Earth, correspondent Anna King introduces Kennewick Man's reluctant custodian.
Peter Lape makes sure Kennewick Man's remains are held safe at the Burke Museum in Seattle.
Actual cabinets where the ancient one is stored.
Inside the museum's belly, he shows off a room similar to the one K-Man is in.
This is one of our storage rooms, so we just stepped over an insect barrier.
We're not allowed to see the actual room, but he tells me how it looks in there.
So the remains are stored in a series of cabinets, and then inside those cabinets, they're inside kind of these really special custom-made archival boxes with little cushions for each bone.
Lape and his staff have also had to watch over the bones carefully when scientists come to visit the Burke. A group of them fought a legal battle for 10 years to study the Kennewick Man.
Some of them pulled me aside and sort of put a lot of pressure on me to open up other Burke human remains collections for their research.
That wasn't something Lape could do, he says.
Of course, our position is that if you get permission of the descendant tribes, then that's fine. But we don't actually make the call as to whether remains are accessible for research to outside researchers.
The Burke, like many institutions, is in the bureaucratic process of giving back the collected remains of the Northwest tribes. Lape is also in charge when the other side, the five Northwest tribes, come to pay their respects to the Ancient One, or Kennewick Man. Tribal leaders have said it's very hurtful and bad for the living for their ancestors' human remains not to be at rest in the earth. They hold ceremonies he won't describe, but he will say this.
There's definitely a sadness, yeah, absolutely. Every time they come, there's a deep feeling of sadness. Those ceremonies are... And they're tough to go through because of that feeling of sadness.
That puts Lape between the two groups, the holder of the bones.
So it's been sometimes in an uncomfortable position, sort of in the middle.
Another part of Lape's job is to teach the public about Kennewick Man and the other tribal remains that the Burke holds. Once a year, he hosts an open house. He's been surprised at the number of people who don't understand what we would now call K-Man's ethnicity.
Even to this day, a lot of people come up to me and say, well, isn't he a white guy?
That's a misconception from early news stories of the bones. Scientific tests have proven that Kennewick Man's DNA is most closely related to present-day Northwest tribes. Lape teaches anthropology at the University of Washington. Kennewick Man comes up in class because it's one of the most studied skeletons in the world.
Oftentimes, the students have never heard of this case. Some of my students now were, 2 years old when these remains were first discovered, which is hard for me to believe, but it's been such a long time.
A long time on a job that will soon end, and he'll be
happy. I'll be relieved to not be, have this job to take care of these bones that I didn't think should be here in the first place.
He says one of the most important lessons he can teach about Kennewick Man is this. Anthropologists and archaeologists need to show empathy for how their research affects people living today. I'm Anna King, reporting.